Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
The Word of God for the people of God is how Mike and Kathy Rice closed out the reading of Scripture in today's service. That is, God has made an investment into your life so that you will make that same investment in the world. Investing God's word in our world is the heart of what it means to be a follower of Christ, as that word continues to shape us and form us, to make us more than who we would be otherwise, to transform us from being a sinner into a saint, to transform us from a mediocre life on earth with an end time, but giving us the endless duration of eternity. So it is, the power of the word has a power for our life, whether we're worshiping by live stream or Facebook Live, in person. And this experience of God coming to us is an investment. It's an investment that God can see a better tomorrow, because today you are in his presence in the midst of worship, with prayer and with music, with testimony, the experience of the laboratory of God stirring in worship. Monday will be a better day because God is making that investment of the seed of his presence in you today. Don't waste Monday by not allowing it to take root in your life today. This is Super Soul Sunday. Oh, I know many people call it Super Bowl Sunday. It's the annual time of the year that Americans study Latin, at least Latin numerals. In order to keep up with what Super Bowl it is, it's always printed with the Latin numbers afterwards. So that L and V, as you know, actually means a 50 and a 5. So it is our 55th Super Bowl. We're all literate now in Latin. But if you look at the Latin numbers underneath Super Soul Sunday, those are the numbers of 2021. They're the numbers of when Christ came as God's investment into the world. The Messiah arrived on the scene, always being a part of creation, but coming in a special investment to be Jesus of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, raised in northern Israel, and taught a world the meaning of what it is to truly be transformed by a love of God in a personal relationship with this Jesus that changed John's life, my life. And I trust is changing your life, but I trust also that you may let this Super Soul Sunday of 2021 be the investment of eternity that you will say to Jesus, if you haven't yet, "Lord, I give my life to you. I confess my sins. I accept my need for you. I believe in you as the Son of God. I commit my life to follow you." And that is the investment of your life commitment. And the Lord grows his presence from you there, stirring in a partnership that is ever present. It is the most exciting adventure of all eternity. Don't miss out. Don't miss one day of it. And don't miss the outcome of what may come. Luke 8:4, as we're studying our way through the world, as we're in the experience of taking the Gospel of Luke, matched it with what we did with Acts last spring and summer and the fall, and the same writer who was a Gentile, who God took his life, transformed his medical abilities as a doctor, took his multicultural abilities, and stirred within him the curiosity of how to tell the story about Jesus at work in the world. And so he wrote this third Gospel of the New Testament. As he moved into the eighth chapter, he said, "Now the scene of Jesus' ministry has begun." And so what he would do is that he would go. He would go from town to town and village to village. And crowds would gather around to be able to hear some hopeful news, some encouraging news. And people were coming to Jesus. And he told them this parable. It's the parable that Mike and Kathy read for us. It is the parable about the sower, the seed, and the soil. It's the parable about the farmer planting the seed in the soil and what would happen as the outcome. Now, notice in the language, Jesus is comparing your life as the soil And the Apostle Paul would write about this in a prayer, one of the most beautiful prayers ever written in all Scripture and history. In Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, Paul describes that if we will bow down and fall on our knees and pray to the Father, the creator of heaven and earth, then he will take our trust and plant it into the soil of his marvelous love. It will grow his presence in our midst. Your life. Your life then is the soil of your soul. It is transformed as you allow God to prepare you, plant his love in you and produce from you as you allow God to be God in your life. So my question is, how is the soil of your soul? Now go with me here. It's where Jesus took me. It's where you want to be too, I know. He's talking about the soil of the ground as a way of understanding the soil of your soul, who you are, made in the image of God. God made an investment of himself because you are made in the image of God. He took that presence of himself and invested in you and tells you, you matter. So don't look in the mirror on a morning and saying, I don't matter. You do. If you matter to God, you can matter to yourself, and you can matter as a person in this world by his love being at work. Now, here's what happens if you don't trust that. Then your soil gets hard and rocky and thorny, and it doesn't produce your dreams, which you'd hope that your life would be able to accomplish. Luke 8:15, Jesus said, but the seed of the good soil is for those people who have taken the seed of the word into their hearts. And those hearts then have become good and noble. And they have a persevering presence and power to be able to produce, to hear the word, retain the word, and persevere in the word. Now, the disciples had asked Jesus the question, what did this mean? And yet we've already know from the opening of Luke 8 that Jesus told this parable wherever he went. They had been hearing the parable, and they weren't sure what it meant. So they asked the question, explain. That's so important. We may come to God and to say, I don't get it. Please explain. We can come to people whom we trust, like mentors in the faith or mentors at work, and to say, I don't understand, please teach me. Our own Sam Dawson of Trinity Baptist Church and part of the family of the leading engineering firm in all of Texas spoke to a graduating class of engineers at the University of Texas. And he said, I want to teach you this simple phrase. It will save you a lot of trouble. It will be the source of your breakthrough. I want you to say these three words. Say them after me among these graduates and professors and academia who are there. I don't know. The breakthrough of humility to say, I don't know, but I want to know. And so when the disciples came to say, we don't know, but we want to know, then Jesus gave the explanation of what the parable meant. Now, some of you, this is a parable that you were raised on. You know it. Don't tune out. Because the Lord's seed is wanting to bring more produce from your life by letting the meaning of the parable, the meaning of the word, to be updated in your life. If it's the first time you've heard the parable, no, it is the parable of hope that God has for you. It moves by prepare and plant and produce. Prepare. Prepare by hearing the word. Place yourself in God's grace and allow his power to take up your priceless and eternal value and to grow that within you. Be able to trust God and pray through what is bothering you. Take those irritations that are a source of just distraction in your life and give them to God in prayer. Whether that distraction be old Arthur and arthritis, whether it be somebody you just can't get along with, there be a memory of the past, a fear of the future, take whatever that is and let that be given to God in a way that you will allow him to prepare that soil of your soul for what he wants to do in you. Now, this is essential because what we see is that the soil that was like the hard path didn't receive the seed, even for the seed to go in the ground, but stuff of this world would take the seed away and was robbed from you because you or I or we or those in the world aren't willing to not be resistant. Because resistance leads to stubbornness, and stubbornness leads to a hard heart. And the progression here, like Pharaoh of old, is the hard heart was the source of his destruction. But the Lord comes in order for that seed to break through whatever resistance that I have or you have to be able to penetrate if we're willing to let ourselves to be prepared by his word. Now, who can do this? Well, again, we're helped by the scriptures teaching the context of the word and the parable. As Luke is opening it up, he said, as Jesus went from town to town and village to village, revealing the meaning of the Messiah and teaching this parable. Who was with him but the 12 he called to be apostles? People like Peter and James and John and Andrew and Judas. Who would be among them but among new believers, disciples who had stepped in, women disciples who had stepped in, Mary Magdalene from the northwest corner of the Sea of Galilee in the city of Magdala. She had been possessed by a demon force 7 times strong. Her coping mechanism in life was to make a pact with the devil to get her through. But of course, the devil never lets go on his own power. The devil won't let go just by our trying to will the devil out by our own power. But God's power through us will always defeat Satan. And Mary Magdalene was healed and she was grateful. Her hard heart had been broken open by the love of Christ. Who was there but Joanna? And who was there but Susanna? One was a leader in the household of Herod. Another's name was called out as a woman disciples. And many other disciples, men and women, were going with Jesus and were supporting him. They were using their finances as part of the financial fuel to make the ministry of Jesus possible. That's absolutely essential. Preparing the soil. It's a dangerous thing to say to God, I don't want to hear what you have to say. And we may not say that out loud, but if we're not attentive to opening the scripture to our life, attentive in prayer, attentive to a voice of God seeking to speak a message into our life, then we miss it. It's like a rain that gets eroded off the soil that can't penetrate the ground and bring the difference of nitrogen as a nutrient to the soil. Plant. As the seed of God comes to our life in COVID-19, all of our schedules have been changed. All of us have been praying in some focused ways around both the disease and about the finances and about our jobs and our world and the fussiness and that's taken place as a raging fire in our society. And all of this can be quenched and shaped about the power of the Lord as we allow then him to take the seed planted in our life and to grow what he will grow. So grow yourself in the soil of God's marvelous love. Grow it into the soil of God's word. Let that word take root. Let the word take root in your life that you know that you may trust that word for you and that you will find that it is a proven power. Take your potential. Take that dream of hope in your life and let it be planted in your life as a prayerful commitment to the Lord, and then plant your talents alongside that prayer of your potential and begin to put it into place each day. That's what was happening to Susanna and Joanna and Mary Magdalene and James and John and Peter and all who would hear. That's what would happen. That's what happened with John. We have not very often in COVID-19 world do we have a pack of pew, but we got a pack of pew right here. This is John's pew. It's all family members seated together. In the sense of how this remarkable family of different generations invested in John's life, John invested in their life, John invested in our life as Trinity Baptist Church. That the fruit of that kind of investment that brings the reward of knowing the touch of eternity in relationships that matter. The give and take of being influenced and shared and formed and fashioned. And John was mischievous. He could be an irritant. And you never knew what he would say anywhere, at any time, with anyone. And that was part of the joy of being with John. It was also part of, whoop, what will come next? And that's just the taking it in and the embracing. Life as it comes, to be shaped by God, taking our fears and placing it with an abandonment into God's promise. John taught us that. We would be at, Jacob, this would be Rodeo Sunday here at Trinity Baptist Church if it wasn't for this season of COVID. And we'd be wearing our cowboy hats and our cowboy, cowgirl wear. And this was John when he was up there. You saw in the photograph wearing his cowboy hat on a Rodeo Sunday. How do people know you? How do people know you as an investment of God's, the seed of his word, the seed of his promise, the seed of his love, the seed of his grace, the seed of his forgiveness, the seed of the talent that he has given you, the seed of today and tomorrow? How do people know you as a person planted in this promise of God? I celebrated with some wonderful parents earlier this morning whose son has been now sober for 3 years. The other day I introduced one of our leaders at Alpha Home, who's also a graduate of Alpha Home, our faith-based approach for women to recover from chemical addictions, to a quote-unquote leading member of our society, a humble follower of Jesus Christ. And I explained that who this person is to this person of society. And his first response was, "I've been sober for 40 years. The sobriety begins with that first day, invested, that becomes a second day, that becomes a third day, becomes a fourth day. I remember sitting at the kitchen table of a long-term member in our church, and at the kitchen table, it was a gnarled table. It was a table that had been worn by use and time. And he said, "My wife and I prayed many a morning for our son who had lost his way. Right at this table. He found his way again. Our prayers got invested in there. And I wouldn't give this table away for anything, because it reminds us of the investment of prayer used by God to change people's lives, even our son." See, the seed planted in a way that God then can be set free to do what God does. So we see in these verses 5, 6, and 7 in Luke 8, more of this detailed description, that when it fell on the hard ground, it fell on the ground of that resistant heart. And the resistant heart didn't take notice. But the seed was still given. And the person could still choose, could make a choice to break up that hard ground. And we are held accountable by our choices. Too often in family life, when it was said, you know, "You've waited too long," and you would say, "If only I knew." And they said, "Well, I told you, but you weren't listening. I showed you, but what you weren't seeing." And there the grace of God can come to break up the hard heart of a lost family, to be reconciled by the grace, his grace, coming to set hard hearts to trust each other. Judas' heart got broken open, but it stayed rocky and it stayed thorny. And the rocky is that of a hard path that's been broken open. And I remember when I was a kid and we were planting grass in the backyard of our small town home. And mother gave me a southern summer job as a little boy and thought, well, I'll give you a penny for every rock that you pick up out of the backyard. After the first 4 hours, I had a couple hundred rocks there. And she wanted to renegotiate with me. And I said, no, I got a good thing going. There are rocks everywhere. But the rocks that are broken up and picked in and taken out of the path, then it makes it more fertile for God to do the work. Whatever is you're resistant to people is a rock in the pathway. And that's why Jesus says, pray for your enemies. That's why then in this, when the breakthrough happens and the path is broken open and becomes rocks and then it's not yet fully tealed and then the weeds and the thorns start to grow. And one of the weeds is called the darnel weed, and it has the capacity to choke out all the other good growth you're wanting to plant. And when Jesus said, do not be anxious about tomorrow, the word there is this particular darnel weed. Don't be anxious like this weed, because it will choke out all the good that God is trying to create for you. You can't see that all of how he's providing for you. So the thorns then are this irritations to give to God and place them into his hands and then let God pull it up. And then the soil just moves to that good stuff that's more freer to be able to grow. Every one of us need this. We need it by a living relationship with Christ that has a beginning with a confession and commitment, but we need it each day as a disciple of Christ, continuing to let him grow. That's why we say in our four promises at Trinity, we will grow in love, we'll grow spiritually, we'll grow in friendships, and we'll grow in using our talents in ministry. It's all about this kind of growth that's at work here, that we then may produce from our life. That's the third. Then in this good soil is producing by persevering in the word. Persevering. And Jesus speaks that all this is leading to that good and noble heart. We know heartaches. We know heart trouble. We know heart betrayal. We know heart disease. We know that the heart is essential to our life. In scriptures, it means the will of who we are, the will of our own will given to the will of God. And so when we allow God's word to persevere in our hearts, then we know it will win. It will win. Walt Disney said, so often the difference between a winner and a loser is that the loser quit. In this message of Jesus, don't ever quit on his word. Don't ever quit on the promise of his presence working his pathway to show you the promises of his life that will take you through any problem. It's the perseverance of the word that continues to keep the grounds nourished and broken up for him to be able to do this work through. And so as it falls, Luke 8:8, it falls in the awareness that it comes up. And everything that was at work underneath the ground is coming up as God intended with the seed that was planted in his promise. I firmly believe that winter, not spring, is the first season of the year. Life is hard at work in the winter season, but so often we can't see it. We see it when springtime comes, but it begins now in this hard work of what seems to be death, but also life that's stirring. I was talking to Diana Charles before one of our Sunday school classes by Zoom this morning in the True and Faithful class. I said, Diana, you're going to be beginning planting one of your gardens soon, aren't you? And she said, oh, Pastor Les, I read what you were preaching about today, and I'd already begun planting my tomatoes. I was glad because she said she'd bring me a tomato when it came up from the ground. What we plant will produce. And when it's under God's production timetable and God's production of economy, then it's 100-fold. It is a good, rich result of the investment. So how is the soil of your soul? My prayer is that you're hearing the word and seeing the word, and you become a means by which others can hear the word and see the word for the soil of their soul. Let's pray. Our living Lord God, so it is that you come in the most remarkable way into your presence and for our life. Be with us as we now make decisions. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.